Ann Wilkinson was the only member of the public to speak on the issue, but she may have struck the right note with the assembly.
Sales tax on residential rent, it seems unfair to me to ask for 50% of the households to balance the budget for 100% of the city. And it seems unreasonable to expect the citizens to be forced to reduce our personal budgets to pay taxes if the city can't also reduce their own budget.
The idea that the rental sales tax would unfairly target a specific demographic gained momentum at the assembly table. Cheryl Westover never supported the exemption in the first place, saying she opposed offering a tax benefit to just one group of people. Marco Dapsovich supported the original exemption, and Jack Osmond was one of the sponsors of its repeal. But hard financial times had put these two often differing assembly voices on the same page. Dapsovich followed by Osmond.
Government here has a long history of making our financial problems your financial problems. And now while we're all a community in this together, you guys are spending less money, and there's fewer of you here in Sitka. And we're just trying to figure out how to get more money out of you so we can continue to support our budget. And at some point, we're going to have a $50 million tax on one person. We're working backwards.
Many of these people are the same ones that we are talking about setting up some affordable housing for. And it seems working against that if we drive those people out of town by doing things that will strongly affect their take-home pay.
Heidi Raffelli wasn't on the assembly when the exemption passed last year, but she didn't consider a repeal the right way to solve Sitka's budget problems. Nancy Kavanaugh took a harder and, in her view, a more realistic position.
Where are you going to go is my question. Where, you know, if you're going to leave Sitka, where are you going to go where you can make as much money or more money and pay less rent? It certainly isn't California, and it isn't Washington State. Maybe if you go to Oklahoma or someplace in the Deep South, maybe you'll find someplace. But this is nationwide. The whole nation is struggling. Gas prices are outrageous everywhere. And we have trimmed our local budget as best we can. We have to look at revenues.
Kavanaugh said she was humbled and admitted that the exemption was a mistake. John Sherrod concurred and suggested that while repealing the exemption was going to go down hard, it was really only a matter of turning back the clock a year.
The status quo is always the norm, you know, whether a situation has been in place for a week or a year, it's always as though it had been in place for 20 years.
Reber Stein did not support balancing the budget on the backs of renters, but he did look for middle ground in the event there was assembly support to remove the exemption. Stein proposed exempting the first $1,000 of rent from sales tax. Since Sitka currently has a sales tax cap of $1,000, the municipal attorney advised Stein that his proposal would create a conflict in the code, and he subsequently dropped the matter. Stein was joined by Jack Osmond, Marco Dapsovich, and Heidi Raffelli in voting down the repeal of the exemption on residential sales tax. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.